and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, potties.
Hello, podcasters. Hope you're having a wonderful week.
So, my missus is going to 50 Shades of Grey tonight.
Yes. Which you have a problem with because you're offended she didn't invite you. But I know that if you did invite her, if she invited you, you'd kick up a stink.
No, I would go. You know what I felt like a real creep was after the first movie.
Yeah.
And you were there watching it with me. We all went as a station. Because there was so much hype around the first one.
Mm.
And like, you know, she got whipped and it was, you know, a little bit extreme.
Oh, it's pretty full on.
But when the movie finished right, like it finished quite abruptly and the lights came on, without even thinking, I turned to a few people around me and I'm like, oh, that wasn't that full on. And then I realized everyone was looking at me going, Jesus, mate,
what do you want?
And I was like, oh, no, like it's full on. I'm just saying like.
I wonder what it'll be like, eh?
Have you seen some of the latest trailers?
Yeah.
Makes you think twice about getting in an elevator with a partner.
Yeah, NSFW.
I'm going to stay over here. You stay on your side of the elevator. I'm going to stay over here. I could not see it with like a family member.
That would be uncomfortable to say the least.
Yeah, has Aussie Romance seen it?
No, I was watching the ads for it. I was like, oh, we should go. And he goes, if that. I was like, why? He was like, nah. That's terrible.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm feeling awkward even talking about it with you, so let's get off that. Look, enjoy the show. Coming up today, we played some of our favourites, including verbal ping pong.
Yep.
Won't give away who won, but it was a tense game. It was a good game. A fair game.
You would say that.
Fun game.
Man Cave made a return. We got you to sell your shitty cars.
Yep.
And what else happened?
Have you ever, you know, there's packs out there, like 50 Shades of Grey packs?
No.
That they bought out in time for the movie and stuff like that.
I just can't talk to you about these things. I need to get out of the room. I feel weird.
Should we buy you one for Christmas?
No! Enjoy the podcast!
Imagine that. On behalf of the team, we got you this page.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You coming in?
Of course I'm coming
in. I don't want any complaints in there.
Do we know complaints?
And remember,
I'm going to stand my ground, though.
But remember what it's called. It's
not. It's the man cave.
Not the woman cave.
Well, I'm bringing the woman to the man.
You're bringing the what?
What?
The man cave.
I don't know what I just said.
No, I don't know either. All right. Welcome inside the man cave, everyone. This is the one. Sorry. How rude of me.
Thank you.
Help yourself. This is the one place where I can, you know.
You sound like a whiny poo.
No, I can talk about whatever and the missus can't hear. Due to amazing technology where the man cave doesn't broadcast into my house.
Keep telling yourself that.
Sorry, I'm just getting myself one as well. You looked after yourself. Here's the issue I want to talk about this week, right? And 0800 dials ZM if blokes want to join and they have this problem as well. Lou's friend Ollie is coming to visit this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Great chick. I know. Well, she's cool.
I think I've met Ollie before.
But she's Lou's good friend.
Yeah.
She was a maid of honour, great friend. Yep. Known her since she was like 8.
Yeah.
So anyway, last night Lou goes, oh, Ollie's here this weekend. We're all going out to dinner on Saturday night. That'll be cool. And I'm like, what? And she goes, you, Ollie, and I, we're going out for dinner. Here's the thing, right? Like, don't get me wrong.
What's wrong with that?
One sec. Do not ring for secret sound.
The phones have gone wild.
This is the man cave.
I don't think it's about man cave.
Unless you've got an issue that you want to discuss in the man cave.
They're all dropping off too.
Ring later.
They took the order.
Good. So here's the thing. I don't, like, it's Lou's friend.
So?
No, but hang on.
Lou's friends should be your friends.
Yeah, but and that's fine. She can stay with us and we'll chat. We'll have a champagne. Ah, yeah, yeah. But when the girls go out for dinner, all that's going to happen is I'm going to sit there. In between those two, Lou will be like, have you spoken to Jane lately? No. Have you spoken to Ty? Oh, my God. Did you see Ty's put on weight? Oh, my God. Jane's so happy.
You love the girl chat.
No, I don't.
And I've been in the girl chat with you before and you get so amongst it.
Because I'm being polite. But here's the argument I've got.
Right.
If I said to Lou, hey, guess what? Boys are in town this weekend. We're going out Saturday night, babe. You're coming. Lou would be like, no way. I have no interest in coming along with you and your mates. Why do guys get dragged along by girls when they're catching up with their girlfriends? It's like a forced friendship.
I think it's because you want your friends and your partner to be tight as.
But we get along. We don't need to go to the little girl and
you can be tighter.
You don't. No, that's why you guys are friends. And then what would happen if Aussie Romance, right? If Aussie Romance was like, hey, I got Todd's in town.
I love going out with his friends.
Oh, you're such a bloke in the man cave. Is there anybody else in New Zealand that has to deal with this? When their missus is heading out, they make you come along. And all of a sudden,
going out with the boys.
You're forced into the whole girl situation. But God forbid you mention about her coming. Sorry, I'm parched.
You're getting very wound up. Take a breath.
God forbid you mention, you know, her coming out with the blokes. It's a no-go. Only you would be the one person in the world that would be like, no,
shame.
I love an invite. I'll go to anything.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
The Man Cave.
I had a thought about getting a cleaner in the other day. That passed after like a second.
No, you don't want to clean it up. It takes it away.
It's just how I like it.
Yeah.
Infected. All right, so we're live in the Man Cave at the moment. The issue I'm discussing this week is Lou's got her friend Ollie coming to visit. Great chick. And Lou said to me just in passing, she's like, oh, I can't wait. You, Ollie, and I are going to dinner on Saturday night. Why is it girls feel the need to bring their partners along when they catch up with their girlfriends, yet?
You should feel stoked that she invited you.
Yet, if we said, hey, I'm going to catch up with Aussie Romance, Lou, we're going to dinner with him, Lou would be like, no, 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 you guys just go. I don't need to be there.
I disagree. I would be on board.
Yeah, but you go to the opening of an envelope and if you can get a free drink, of course you're there. G'day, Luke.
Hey, Jace, can you pass us a cold one?
Yeah, mate. There you go. I swear to God, people are just ringing up for freebies.
Hey, Luke, how
mate,
are you?
Welcome good, to the Man good. Cave. You deal with this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife, I won't say her name because I know she listens to you guys' show.
Right.
But she's got about five high school mates that she keeps in contact with still, and they meet around three or four times a year.
Yeah.
And every time that they meet up, they kind of round all of the partners and the husbands up together, and they kind of put us in this kiddie corner.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, Luke, oh, no. do you have this as well, where they go, here, you go and talk to Claire and Tina's partner, and all of a sudden I've got to be best friends with them?
Like, exactly.
I'm like, I've got nothing in common with them.
Definitely. They try and give you a bit of feeder information so you have like an icebreaker.
They're yeah.
Like, oh, well, he works in this.
And Dan's got a new job. Make sure you congratulate Dan on the new job.
You are so dramatic. Jason, you've been saying in 2017 you want to be more social. You've now had an invite to go out and be social on Saturday night and you're complaining.
I'm more meant like meet new people, not the same people.
Hayden, how are you? Welcome to the Man Cave.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Sorry, Hayden. It shouldn't be her welcoming you to the Man Cave. Here you go, buddy. Help yourself.
Thank you.
What's the issue?
Well, I love my wife to bits, but my God, you just described the issue to a T. Now, the problem is, it gets worse. She's a lawyer and all of her friends are lawyers.
Oh, well, you're dumb.
So, dumb or what? You have to go with dumb. So she will invite me along to everything and anything and throw a huge wife fit when I say no.
Yeah.
But when I get there, they're all lawyers. They're talking a language I don't understand.
I know.
Oh, did you do a section 33? No, I did a section 44. And I'm going, I don't understand a single thing. When she goes with my mates are like, did you drink a beer? Did you watch the rugby? Did you like their food?
Your mates keep it simple, Hades.
We're men.
I love this
show. You guys sound so pathetic and whingy.
No, you
it's
can imagine
ridiculous.
Hayden. Hayden would be in the car on the way there watching episodes of Suits going, I need to know legal terms.
Right.
G'day, Joel. Welcome to the Man Cave, buddy.
Hey, mate. How's it going, man?
I'm good.
Hey, look, this is my holy place, eh?
Oh, welcome. You are welcome anytime. I'll give you a key to the shed.
Awesome, mate. Hey, look, I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I mean, I'm like a dog on a leash, mate.
Yeah.
I get dragged around to all these parties and, you know, mall gatherings and walking around, you know, bend on lingerie and stuff like that. I'm sick of it, mate. So, you know, I'm just here for some moral support for you, Jace.
You know what, you
Joel, be grateful for having a woman that, you know, will take you these places.
But how about she will come out to me to, like, you know, with the boys to the bar and have a beer and watch some rugby and stuff.
The boys.
Yeah, I reckon one visit to bend on, one visit to the rugby.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Or, you know, just anything, really.
Yeah.
I get dragged around, so...
What was that?
I get dragged around, so why can't she come with me to something?
I'm hearing you, mate. See, the people are crying, mate. People
You've got a couple of mates in the Man Cave, haven't you? You guys sound so
ridiculous.
Dare I say,
and this might be a big call, we just want equal rights.
Oh, come on!
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Here's one for you. So Lou said to me today, She goes, hey, can you not muck around after the show tonight? I need you to get home. Because right. I said to Lou, hey, like, let's get out a little bit more during the week. You go yeah. with your friends, I'll go out with mine.
Yeah.
Kids are in bed, we'll take it in turns looking after them. You know what I mean? Mm. Let's get social, babe. Let's get a social
2017,
life.
New year,
we're gonna
new
get
mate.
Out. Anyway, she goes, yeah, if you can make sure you get home on time, I'm going out to the movies with Lucy.
And I'm like, Lucy who?
Lucy who works here. Oh. And I'm like, in the web Lucy. And I'm like, oh, great. And she goes, so excited. We're going to see 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be in cinemas tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think my flatmate's going to that.
I'm like, why didn't you?
Oh, don't.
Why wouldn't you want
to? Because you wouldn't want to go with her. But, even try and play the guilt card.
She dragged me to the first one. You were there. It was incredibly.
We had to go for work when we went 2 years ago.
God, that was bloody awkward at the end. The lights had come on. I'd look at PJ and be like, did you enjoy the movie?
You are such a rat bag. And had she asked you, you would be doing exactly the same thing right now, except you'd be going, Paige, why does she think I want to go to a film like this? It's bloody crap.
That's not my voice. I just thought it was weird. And she's all excited. I'm like, is there anything I need to know about you?
If anything, you should be excited, you know?
Would you say that's an awkward movie to see a workmate, like see with a workmate?
No.
You'd be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd prefer to go with a workmate than with you. That's for sure.
I know, we both agree on that one. God, the first one was so awkward.
Yeah, never again. Eye contact, impossible after that.
I know, I walked out of the cinema just looking at the carpet. All right, Paige, I'll see you tomorrow. See you at work tomorrow. Lovely to see you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, I caught up with some of my old flatmates. It was so good to see them. I hadn't seen them in ages.
London.
No, not. There's literally one of my only flatmates that you remember the name of.
Fit Meg.
Fit Meg's in London.
Right. Hot Rachel?
She's in London too.
Also, that, okay. Right.
But good work. No, these were some older flatmates. And we went to this bar that is actually really close to my flat.
Right.
And I never realised it existed. And I got really excited about it afterwards. And I went home to Aussie Romance. I'm like, we've got to go to this bar. It's so cute. It's down the road. Cheap drinks. It's really cool.
Right.
And we kept putting it off until last night. Turns out he was free and we met up after work.
Right.
And I don't know if you get this when you go to a place for the first time and you love it. You get quite protective over it and you can't help but not enjoy the experience because you're watching the other person, seeing if they're enjoying it. Yeah. So the whole time.
And it doesn't matter what happens. Like, they could screw your meal up and you're like, it happens to anybody.
Exactly.
It happens to anybody. But normally this place is great. This place is always good.
Literally all night I was like, are you having a good time? Do you like it here? Like, aren't the bar staff cool? You're awesome, mate. Listen to the music.
I do
and I
that.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, the lady will just come over with the menus.
So
like,
much so that
menus.
You don't even enjoy it. Yeah. And it wasn't until right at the end that he finally told me he liked it.
I'm like that. How good's the free water, babe? The water tastes different here, doesn't it? Yeah. It's beautiful. Yes, producer Alex.
That's why I don't go out with Jace to new places anymore.
Why?
Why?
Because I was always so nervous about what you'd think and you'd...
Yeah.
It's nerve-wracking.
That's so true, actually. You're the worst person to take out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and because you're going to look at the menu straight away and you know that you'll be super pedantic.
I won't go to places until I've checked the menu online.
Exactly.
I don't
so
like
you
to
can
be
imagine the nervousness I'm feeling when I get there and I'm like, I hope it looks
that's
up
why we
the
just
standards.
Take you to old ground. We don't even go to new places anymore with you.
I do that though. Like, well, yeah, when you find a place, you're really protective of it. And actually, when we have people come and visit, because now we feel like locals,
yeah.
You know, we're starting to know New Zealand. And,
yeah.
But we've got like the same four places we'll take people.
You do.
It's like Jason Lou's tour. We'll be like, do you feel like burgers? No, a great burger place. Have you got room for cupcakes? Little cupcakes is just down the corner. And we'll wrap it all up with a beer at this beautiful brewery. It looks like we're on a kickback.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason PJ.
All right, if you just joined us for Verbal Ping Pong, rules of the game, please, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you a bunch of different topics.
Push your
music,
mate.
You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you can't.
No, no, no. No, go from the top.
Yeah, go from the top.
I didn't hear the rules. Okay, rules of the game, please.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you three different topics. You've got to name something from each of those topics until one of you can't. Easy as that.
All right, mate. We know how it works.
Hey, Josh, just a quick question. Easy. What's your fish consumption like? What's your fish consumption like?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of... Oh, here we go. It's the brain food.
Omega-3.
I'm just wondering if you've been lacking on it the last few weeks, considering the fact that you're 4-0 down.
God, she's got some wit today,
smack
doesn't
talk.
She? Well, you just hit your boobs and it looked like it hurt.
Dave, I like that.
Did he?
Deviant.
All right, Deviant. Okay. Yes, I'm 4-0 down. Mm. Today's comeback day. And also, I copped a bit of shit last week on the text. People go, mate, step up. But if you can't do it, I can. This is comeback week.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's D-Day today.
Today.
So, Jay starts. Because yes. He lost last week.
I swear to God, your smug little face.
Does it annoy you?
Yeah, this is the one segment you get a little bit of pride in, isn't it? You know what? If you put this much thought and concentration into the rest of the show, it'd be half decent.
Yeah, it's probably a good point.
All right, let's get into it. First question is different types of pies.
Steak and kidney.
Steak and cheese.
Mince.
Mince and cheese.
Steak.
Butter chicken.
Apple.
Vegetable.
Apricot.
Chickpea.
Gross.
Chicken.
Lamb.
Pork.
Pork belly.
Beef and pepper.
Steak and mushroom.
Apple and rhubarb.
Apricot.
I said apricot! I said apricot! Suck on that! I mean, cool. Right. That's a point for me.
Chill out, mate.
There we go. That's a game.
I want the ding, not the nerd.
No, she got.
All right, okay. This is for the win. Okay. Get to the next. Here we go. Here we go. This is for the win.
Here we go.
Come back time, baby.
What I've done is I've written a big list of topics, not just three, so I can sort of pick and change as I go.
No, don't do that. Just stick to the rules, all right? Okay, this is for the win. Here we go. If I get this
still over. Take deep breaths. It's going to be okay.
It's all good. And if I win, I don't want, oh, there's only one point on the board. It's a winner win. Here we go.
Just relax, Jason. Things that are sharp.
Needle.
Shit topic. Knives.
Glass.
Scissors.
A stud.
A what?
A stud.
What do you mean?
My earring.
So an earring.
Yeah, an earring.
Yeah, the little sharp part.
A skewer.
Chopstick.
No. A chopstick is not. No, you don't see the news at night going, oh my God, three dead because they were stabbed by a chopstick, mate. Well, that is a win.
You don't. Hang on.
Oh, here we go. Google chopstick injury.
Is chopstick.
Hold on. No, what are you, grinding them down at your place?
PJ, sharp. I'm ref here and my backup is Davo. Davo, what do you reckon?
A yes chopstick.
No.
God, no, maybe
I'm just Googling
in.
It. I'm just
no, mate. No,
no, no. But there are some sharp chopsticks.
Maybe in bloody prison.
Stainless.
Oh, sorry, I'll turn her off. There you go. Mate, enjoy your win, mate.
Seriously.
Well done.
Music up. Oh, oh. Sorry, someone threw a chopstick at me. Caught me right in the heart.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Normally when you go to sell something online, you will highlight the most complimentary aspects of what you're trying to sell.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know that push bike I bought like a year and a half ago.
That's not a surprise.
And
how many times did you use it?
Well, we got that. Someone rang up and said they'll drive it up from Hamilton for me.
Yes.
I've used it twice.
No, you have not.
I've used it twice.
This is why you can't impulsively buy things. You need to wait 72 hours.
I'm about to post it on Trade Me and you should see the spiel I've written. It looks like Cadell Evans has used it to win the Tour de France.
A guy, a dad on Facebook has tried to sell his car online. It's a 1993 Saab. And basically, instead of trying to paint it in a light that it's not, he's been completely honest. And he has gone the other way and highlighted everything that is wrong with his car.
Have you got the ad read?
I've had to take out a few sentences because some are pretty heavy.
But how bad's the sub?
Oh, pretty bad.
Okay.
For sale, this absolute parcel of shite. It's done similar mileage to your bird at 133k miles and it's got a big tow bar on the back so you can pull the fat beep out of bed in the morning when she won't make you a brew, the selfish beep. All the lights work as you can see and it looks like the previous owner washed it every day with an effing brick. No time wasted, serious buyers only. Ideal cheap family car at £695 if you can handle your wife leaving you for a dude on a mountain bike and your kids denying you as their father when you drop them off at school in the pile of shite.
Okay, obviously the guy's got bigger issues than driving a bad car.
I think he's got a couple of issues.
Yeah.
Quite a few issues going on. But he has not sugarcoated the Saab.
You know what I quite like, though? I would be inclined to buy a car off someone who's listing the bad stuff because then there's
nothing behind. You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. If they're
you're
like
right, though. I think there's quite a few emotional issues going on here.
Oh, yeah.
With this guy.
Yeah. Did you censor bits out, did you?
Yes. That
bits,
was
right, gotcha.
That was censored, and there was a lot more.
What would you, like, say if you were someone Wendy G? Because what year is she?
That's not going to happen. She is 98. I thought she was 96.
Right.
She's actually 98.
Yeah.
Toyota Corolla Wendy G.
What would you class as the negatives to your car?
She struggles uphill.
Right. Really?
Struggles uphill.
Manual?
Big time.
She's a manual?
No, she's an auto.
She's an auto, right.
I would say the interior is laden with coffee stains. And
windows work?
Just, oh, I know, squeaky window wipers. Do my head in.
That's illegal.
Yeah, but they work.
Right, yeah, okay.
But so they just make an noise. Awful noise. Go,
gotcha. Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Oh, there's a lot of problems, but they're the three that I can think off the top of my head.
Do you get it? Because I think if people
you're actually getting.
If you, like, I should put in the bike ad, hey, you know, you'll buy this bike and never ride it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? People be like...
People enjoy a bit of truth serum when it comes to selling items.
He's right, but I'm still going to buy the bike.
Exactly.
I don't know how this will go down, but give us a call if you want to advertise your bomb. If you've got a car you're currently selling, right, and you want to give the details out on the air and you're happy to give out your phone number or, you know, an email address, but here's the catch.
No positives.
You can only list negatives about the car. G'day, I'm Dean. I'm selling a bomb. And tell us the bad things about your car. Nothing good. I'm sure, you know, there are some good qualities. We don't want to hear
it. We want to hear from the crappy cars.
Yeah. So if you want to advertise a bomb on the air right now, give us a call. Tell us about your car. If it's good...
We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
If you are currently wanting to sell your car and it is... Well, look, you know what? It doesn't even
worse for wear.
Yeah, it doesn't even
She's
have to
a little
be
bit under the weather.
Here's the go. You can only highlight the negatives. G'day, Hales. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. All right, tell us the bad things about your car.
All right, so I've got a Holden Barina.
Yes.
It resembles a vacuum colour, and it's the colour of poo and blood mixed together.
Right.
So that's hot. Yep.
And all of the interior is sort of like what you'd picture in, like, your grandpa's sort of plaid style shirt.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Also a poo mix of blood colour. It's missing all its hubcaps.
Right, yeah.
Obviously, I've hit a few curbs there.
Yep. Yep.
And currently, there's a lot of sort of McDonald's fries and bits and pieces, a bit of Coke sitting in the cup holder.
What year is it and how much do you want for it?
It's 2006.
Oh, yep. That's pretty late.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not actually sure yet. I'm just, putting it out there.
Yeah, right.
What are you thinking?
Like, yeah, there must be a dollar sign
like
in
line. Like 2 to 4.
So, yeah, I looked online.
Yep.
It looks like they go for around two to three, maybe.
Yeah, right. Do you feel like you're ripping people off, taking through? Be honest, you can only highlight the negatives. It's just you and I here.
No.
Right, yeah, that's a yes.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Yeah, if someone gave you three, you'd be like, oh, that's a great buy for you. Rip them off.
What about you, Joel? Welcome to Sell Your Bomb.
Hi.
Tell you what, there's a website in this.
Yeah.
Joel, tell us the negatives about your car, mate.
Oh, well, the first negative is it's a Honda Civic Vario. 2005 model. I'd like to say it's white, but I never wash it, so it's actually going a bit black.
Right.
Front wheels are absolutely filthy.
Yeah.
The rear left window refuses to work sometimes. I crashed it a year ago, so the front framework, bodywork underneath the bonnet's a bit shoddy, so it doesn't close properly.
Right, and let's be honest, Joel, if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't be able to tell. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And how much you want for it?
I'd say the rip-off price of about $3,000.
Oh, jeepers, that's pretty steep.
It is what it is, eh?
Does your car have a name?
Not really. No, it's not that good looking to have a name, I don't think.
I just want to be clear. Someone just texted in saying, sounds like Jace is saying, sell us your bong. It's sell your bomb?
Like, not that.
I just want to be, before we take more calls, because I'm not sure what's...
Give them my number, mate.
No.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Afternoon, Jason PJ here. Joining us in the studio, the soundkeeper, Propeller Hat Gary, the only man who actually knows what the sound is.
Hey, guys.
Afternoon.
G'day, Gazzy.
Afternoon.
Why are you holding a dodgeball? Is this like a stress ball, but in large form?
I'm just a bit of a fidgeter. I like kicking things.
The guy's stressed. The guy has to walk around and work once an hour and say, yeah, that's not the sound.
It's a lot of money on the line. $23,000 to be exact.
This is the sound we need you to identify.
just be driving so many people crazy.
It's when you get an idea.
We have done hole punch, haven't we?
I swear to God. 0800 dial ZM if you would like to have a guess.
G'day, Jonathan. How are you?
Good.
Good.
All right, buddy. This is the sound currently worth $23,000. Take a listen. What are you thinking?
Is it a camera?
A camera.
A camera? Like when you're taking the photo? Or like, you mean like when you're winding on the film?
Like when you're winding on the film.
Oh, play it again. Oh, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's not right.
Oh, hang on. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It fits the clues at ZM Online, but it's a bit heavy, I reckon.
Oh, this is doing my head in now.
Every time.
Oh, God! I get really emotionally invested. I don't know if you can tell.
You know you're not getting the money.
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hello, mate. Have you been following the clues? You've been keeping excellent. All right. This is the sound for $23,000. Take a listen.
Cool. So I reckon it might be a household mop, like one of those that breaks down the middle when you're trying to squeeze the water out.
Oh.
Do it again.
Okay. Not even a bloody please.
Sorry, please.
Thank you.
It feels quite abrupt for that.
It does. Propeller hat.
You guys are right. It's not the sound.
So excited. I was like,
I like what he did there. I like what he did there.
You guys are right.
Jackpot.
Yes, we're jackpotting again. Let's go up another $1,000. So we're at 24,000 now.
I like how he paused and looked up then, like when he had the one. 23. Yeah. 20.
All right, so your next chance to win coming up again at 5 o'clock, but this time $24,000.
Chat to you then. Don't forget, keep the suit on, mate. You're only back here in an hour.
All right.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
A story's been floating around today out of the United States about an American janitor. He earned a basic salary of around $57,000 back in 2015 for cleaning San Francisco's Powell Street Station. However,
that's pretty good for a janitor.
I thought that was pretty good. Hang on. However, public records have released that he actually made a whole lot more money in overtime, and he was paid an additional $160,000.
In overtime? What is the guy not going
home? He was working every day in 2015, and most days he worked overtime. And some days he was working 17-hour or 18-hour days straight. So they actually did an investigation into him, and they found that he was hiding for several hours in a closet, not working, while he was claiming to be on the job.
So he'd just go and hide in the cupboard, probably sit on his phone for a bit, have a nap.
You'd have a nap.
It'd be dark in there. You'd sit there and go, I'm not going to fall asleep. And he'd be like, oh, it's quite dark in here. No one's going to find me. I'll have a quick little cheeky nap. A 10-minute kip would blow into an hour, 2 hours.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be very good ventilation in there, though.
He'd be coming home. I bet his partner's like, God, you're doing some overtime, but bloody hell, you look fresh.
So over a two-day period, the surveillance showed him disappearing into the storage closet for hours at a time. One day for 54 minutes and 90 minutes, and on the second day he spent 90 minutes in the closet in the afternoon and then 78 minutes later that evening.
What a scam!
He is having.
What a scam!
To be fair, though, he's at work a lot. He's committed to the job, and even his employees said, look, he is one of our best. We're not going to let him go. He's great.
He's like, great because he's always full of energy.
He'd never turned down working overtime.
Of course he's not turning down working overtime because he's not working.
Just chilling in the closet.
God, I used to do that back in the day when I was driving the Black Thunders and handing out free stuff.
What? Hide in the closet?
No, you'd go and hand out some free stuff and then, like, you know, on the way back to the station, you'd pull over at a mate's place and play some PlayStation, and then when you get back, they'd be like, God, you've been an hour. And you'd go, oh, the crowds around the Black Thunder were crazy.
Or you could just blame it on traffic.
Yeah, traffic's always
good.
Now bloody Google Maps is a killer for that. The boss can log on and
yeah,
go,
they can. Oh, it's not red.
Did you know, I'm just doing some maths on the iPhone here, right?
Yeah.
If you spent, right, if you're at work sometimes and you're like, oh, God, I'm bored. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Like what quite a lot of people probably are right now.
If you go and sit in the toilet for 8 minutes a day, right? Let's say you do 8 minutes a day.
I'd easily do that.
Right, and just sit on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so just killing time. Add that up over the year. That's a whole week, 48 hours. It's a whole working week.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time on the toilet.
Yeah. And just not working.
Especially in the awkward ones here at the building because there's no music in there.
Seriously.
Whole they need
issue.
To sort that out.
It's been 2 years in the new building. Buy a Yui Boom. Come on, Bogsy. All right. 0800 dials ZM. I would like to know, what are you doing when you should be working? Like, maybe you're a courier driver and you go, look, I always take, you know, the courier deliveries in the afternoon because I can kill some time and go to a mate's place.
Go see Bob.
Yeah.
Check in, see
yeah.
what he's up to.
If you've got a cheeky little thing you do when you're supposed to be working and it just drags out the workday, mate.
Maybe That's you all. Actually are a cleaner and you too hide in the cupboard. I would love to hear from you.
A mate of mine, I remember, used to stand on the roof of the building because that's where all the smokers would go. He's never smoked a cigarette.
He just goes out and hangs out there.
Yeah, just go out there. And then if anyone walked out, he'd just sort of stomp his foot like he's putting out the ciggy.
It is weird that you have to use smoking as an excuse to have a break, though, isn't it?
Could be anything. What are you doing when you should be working? Feel free to dob at Maiden as well.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We want to know, what are you doing when you should actually be working? Like, you know, no matter what you do as a job, if there's a little time waster that you know you always fall back on, give us a yell.
I'm a professional artist with a full-time quiet office job. I often paint up to 4 small-scale watercolour paintings a day and can make an extra $250 cash.
When they're supposed to be doing an office job?
Yes, when they're supposed to be doing their work. I'm a nanny.
Hang on. Doesn't it give away, like, if you've got an easel set up at your desk, doesn't
well,
it sort of...
Well, you think so. I don't know how you'd keep that undercover, yeah. eh? I'm a nanny and pretend we go to playgroup and we actually just nap in the car. Luckily, babies can't talk. And I used
so
to
she's
work...
sleeping in the car with a kid?
Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not.
It's not great at all. And I used to work at Topshop in the UK. We had this dungeon room in the basement where we stored accessories. I used to say I'm off to do the delivery, stack the boxes up to block me from view of people coming in and have a sleep for an hour or so. Never got caught in 5 years.
I used to do that at David Jones back in Oz. Yeah. Stock take, I'll do it. You go there, mate, up there for an hour. Where the hell have you been? Oh, mate, trying to find those stereos.
Flat out downstairs.
Yeah, I don't know who was up there before me, but their filing system is terrible.
Jacinta, how about you? How do you spend your time working?
So I used to work at McDonald's. And so at McDonald's you have like these things called lundies where you store all the burger boxes, the wraps and all miscellaneous items that you don't normally use.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And so and the one at the very, very far end where no one ever used to go unless you needed like toilet paper to stock up and that was like once a week or something.
Yeah.
There used to be a little shelf right at the back in the back corner where no one could see you or anything. I used to just sit in the bottom part of the shelf. Sit there, block up, put some containers of like toilet paper or something, hide myself, and then just shut the Lundia door, and then just lie there for about a good hour or so, just on my phone.
Where the hell did they think you were?
Did they think you're in the toilet?
Like, I thought Ronald runs a tight ship.
Sorry?
I thought they ran a tight ship. Like, did they wonder where the hell you were?
Well, depending on if it was busy or not. Like, I used to just say that I was out the back and I was,
Jacinta,
I don't know, crushing boxes or something.
You know what this says about, like, what they think of you as a worker? That you're so terrible, they don't actually notice when you leave
true,
the chain.
Jacinta.
No, that's what it is.
But the thing is, I got employee of the month 2 times within 6 months.
Oh, mate. That's a balance
that's
thing.
Saying something,
no,
eh?
They hand
that
those out. They're like, look,
something.
Everyone else has got to give it to Jacinta.
Tyler, what about you?
I'm a car groomer for a rental company, and occasionally I have to go get them for get warrant of fitnesses for cars.
Right. Yeah.
So you should go for a bit of a joyride, grab a coffee from one of the machines, and just piss around for about an hour.
I've always thought that'd be a cool gig. Like, I think
you kind of work on your own terms.
Well, yeah. Who washes the cars after you return them to Thrifty? Someone's got to take them for a joyride.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And you'd be flogging that car. Like, at the end of the day, it's not in your name.
Jace, you
no,
can't
well,
it do that.
And then if you scratch it, you know what you do? You walk into the office and go, oh, whoever returned that car, obviously.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Peach, just quickly before we move on.
Oh, no.
Would you say we're a...
what have I done?
...mature bunch?
It depends what day you've got us on.
No, no, no. But, like, you know, like we're all growing up. You know, most of us have got partners. We live with them, that sort of stuff. Like, you'd say, you know, we're not dirtbag teenagers anymore.
No.
Don't worry, this isn't entrapment.
Okay.
And this isn't an issue I've got with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, watch
yeah, 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 yeah. I'd say we're totally mature.
I'd like to have a chat with the newest team member we've got, intern Dave-O.
Don't pick out Dave-O.
No, I'm not picking on him. There's just something I just want to flag. Intern Dave-O, I know you spent some time in broadcast school. You're with us for 6 months. How old are you?
22.
Right. Would you say you're a mature 22-year-old guy?
I reckon for a 22-year-old, I'm pretty mature.
I have great chats with Davo.
Oh, he's quite deep. I would say, you know, a little bit more mature in the head and stuff.
Yeah.
My next question, Davo. What age do you think people should stop calling shotgun when they're walking towards a car with friends?
Nah.
Because today,
you've got no argument here.
Hang on. Today we went out for lunch as a team. And, like, as we're walking towards the car, intern Dave A went, shotgun. I jumped in, right? He made a big issue out of it. Here's my problem.
That's bro universal codes. Bro and sis universal codes. Like, everyone knows you don't defy the shotgun call.
It's called shotgun law for a reason.
It doesn't matter about your age.
Here's my bigger issue. Mm. When if I was catching up with my parents, if we're walking towards a car, I'd be pretty surprised if mum went, shotgun. You know what I mean?
It's fun.
Like, I'm going to break the producer code of conduct here and say that I'm with you on this one, Jason. Purely because he's an intern. And we've all been at that stage. And you just need to sit down and shut up, really, and get in the back. Or the boot. Whatever's free.
You're lucky you weren't on the roof, right? Yeah,
that's his only way of actually, you know, finding power and using power. So shotgun was his chance.
But do you think, like, here's my issue, though. A 35-year-old person, are they allowed to scream shotgun?
Yes.
That's like...
By what age did you stop calling it?
Like, I think your 20s, you start fading out with the shotgun, mate.
No, I think you've got no call here. Text in, actually. Feel free to 9696.
I don't need to run a bloody poll.
At what age should you stop doing shotgun?
This coming straight from the chick that even when we're out drinking water at lunch, she'll sit there going, shots. And we're like, it's just water, PJ. It's just water.
ZM's Jason PJ.
There was just a lady at walkthrough before. There was a couple of sales reps doing the little 20-cent tour. Do you know where they bring people?
20-cent tour.
Oh, they bring people through now and then. They're like, please spend thousands of dollars on the station. Oh, here is a tour. And the lady said, hey, what's the secret sound? I'll split it with you.
Really?
Yeah, which is massively dodgy when you do a deal like that in front of everyone. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know the sound.
I know. I thought maybe you would because Lou, your wife, knows. But
no,
you don't. You
I've
really
said
don't.
To Lou, I don't want to know. Because if something happens...
I want to know.
You don't want to know, mate. You're the worst at keeping a secret. People will be like, is it a stapler? And you'll go, no, it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell straight away.
Coming up just after 4 o'clock, your shot at playing for $23,000 if you can tell us what this sound is.
Spy.co.nz.
Yesterday it hit headlines that Kylie Minogue had won a legal battle against Kylie Jenner, securing the trademark name Kylie.
Right.
And in light of this, I've come across a couple of other big celebrities who have tried to trademark their phrases over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Including Donald Trump. He tried to get the trademark of "you're fired" back in the day.
I remember this after The Apprentice went big.
Yeah, but it was rejected.
Yeah.
It got rejected. He did manage to secure Make America Great Again. Taylor Swift.
I mentioned that. Even employers all over the US, and they're like, not actually allowed to say that legally. We're going to have to let you go.
Taylor Swift managed to secure lyrics from her songs This Sick Beat, Nice to Meet You Where You Been, and Party Like It's 1989. She was successful with that.
Yep.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, soon after Blue Ivy was born, they filed a trademark application for Blue Ivy, saying that it was intended to cover a variety of skincare and hair products, but it got denied. It was already in use. Then they've actually reapplied for it, and they say for Blue Ivy Carter, but they're still waiting for that to get accepted.
Yeah, right.
Crazy.
So we can expect a whole child range of cosmetics.
Well, they said it could be, to cover a number of things, like for skincare and stuff as well.
What celebrity perfumes and stuff do you use?
I used to love Britney.
Really?
Britney back in the day was a classic.
I don't think Britney wore Britney.
No, Britney. Britney was good.
Right, are you still wearing it? Right, why? Are they stopped making it?
No, they still make it.
Was that the reason for that giant rash that would break out on your neck?
Maybe.
You're just itching your neck going, I know it's itchy, but I smell good.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.